A factory closed in North Adams, and in the town next to it, in Williamstown, Williams College students realized that there were people who might be going hungry. And they started almost as a club to have a soup kitchen where they provided a lunchtime soup and sandwich to folks who might be struggling with the closure of that factory. Over the years, we've turned that into a five-day-a-week midday meal served on glass plates in a dining room. And we locally source our food whenever we can. We have great support from the community. We have farm shares in the summer. We have a cheese share. We have over 100 volunteers that come in and help our very tiny two part-time people staff prepare those meals. Last year, we served 21,000 meals to a whole variety of people in our dining room. We have people in the dining room who, quite frankly, without the meal, would go hungry. We have people who you might hear called the working poor, people who have money but not enough to make ends meet. And so they come to our dining room and eat, and that helps them spread their money a little bit further to make ends meet, maybe buy more food or healthier food. We have folks in the dining room who live alone, and our dining room communal seating might be the only human interaction they have all day. So we're feeding their bellies and their souls, giving them some community. We've got young people who are entrepreneurs who are just hoping to hold out long enough to have their business be successful, and we help them get through by feeding them. We don't ask any questions. We treat everybody the same with dignity and respect, and we welcome everybody every Monday through Friday at noon for lunch.
One of the things, as you say, dignity and respect, and why is that so important and different from, as I believe in one of the write-ups I was reading during the fund drive, was a different than a chow line, you know, different than what they used to refer to as two hots and a cot. So this is a much different experience than that.
Sure. First of all, we really believe that the only way that we can have everybody not need a free meal is to address a lot of complex issues in the community, whether it's housing or living wage jobs or child care, all those different things. And so we don't blame anybody for needing to come in and have a meal. We know that people are working as hard as they can. They're accessing whatever resources they can, and we respect the hard work that they're doing to try and raise themselves up. We also partner in our community with a lot of other organizations that are addressing some of those other needs. Our focus is to feed people. We see that as one piece of the puzzle, and we want the whole puzzle put together. So we welcome in our dining room other organizations to come in and talk about the resources they have available, and we welcome them to sit down and break bread with folks from the community and develop the relationships and the trust that can lead to the successes in their programs, too.
One more question before I go to Dick and we talk about Mountain One and the great work that they did and how they made this possible. But the other thing that you do is offer the access to these different community groups and services. So if people have questions about nutrition, if people have questions about senior services, if people have questions about childcare, there are often people on hand who can help in those various regards.
Sure. We invite the other organizations into table to have a table and some staff people there. For example, we can invite the Food Bank of Western Mass to come in, and they actually take SNAP benefit applications right there so people can start that process. We have other community organizations that will explain the resources that are available. We also have incredible staff and volunteers who just know about the resources in the community, and they'll make a phone call and they'll ask somebody, we know that there's someone in the dining room who needs something, we'll call the organization and say, hey, can you come over and have lunch? We have somebody you need to meet. And folks do. It's a tight-knit community, and we know each other, and we all know that we need to work together to help folks.
Again, our fund drive is over, but we wanted to take some time up until 12 today to just thank the people that we partnered with and really give a focus as to where so many people came out and gave money to these various organizations. And we want to make sure that people fully know exactly what these great groups do. So we're talking to the Berkshire Food Project. The way it worked was, a caller would call in, give $100. The $100 would come to us, but that would trigger a donation from Mountain One Community Dividend Program so that it could fund 10 meals that would take place at the Berkshire Food Project, that they would provide 10 meals for them to serve. And yes, they serve a free weekday noontime meal. So, Dick Alkenbright, give us a sense from a Mountain One Community Dividend Program. Give us a sense of how this fits into your mission of helping the community and what ultimately you as an organization and as a community leader get out of a partnership like this.
Well, Jill, thanks for that. Thanks for the opportunity. You know, Mountain One, I worked for Hoosick Bank for 36 years and prior to becoming mayor. And at that time, it was just kind of the beginnings, the formation of Mountain One as a company, consisting of four very strong local brands of banking, insurance, and investments. And, you know, that mentality has carried through into the Mountain One name. We still have a tremendous commitment to the Berkshires and to organizations like Berkshire Food Project that have been local and have virtually our local institutions 30 years providing meals for people throughout the northern Berkshires. So, you know, our commitment remains strong. It always has been strong. And we just we really are all about our local communities.
You offer a community dividend grant program to local agencies, so that you believe helps make our communities better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it certainly makes it stronger, and you know, I think it's important for these agencies to know and understand that we are there for them, and when we can help, we will. You know, it's just again, it's our brands prior to becoming Mountain One were committed to our communities, our local communities. And Mountain One maintains that strong commitment to our local communities and the folks who serve others within our community. So, you know, we're just really, really pleased to be part of this effort. And quite honestly, I'm real pleased in the unique way this was offered through you folks to be able to come up with something that is kind of catchy like this. The $100 and the 10 meals thing, I think, really was kind of cool.
Well, it is cool, and we're so grateful, and it's been an amazing partnership. I hope we can certainly do it again. It is the outpouring from people was really incredible, and not only in this regard for food, but also for shelter and clothing, which we'll be talking about in just a moment. We've got about a minute and a half left, Kim, and I just want to give you the opportunity to plug away for a moment of how people can learn more about the Berkshire Food Project, as well as perhaps come and see and take in a meal and realize what it is that you do.
Sure. You can find us at www.berkshirefoodproject.org online, and we do have a Facebook page, and I encourage people to follow us on Facebook because we post our daily menus and you can see what we're having. You'd see today we're having a rustic beef stew with homemade biscuits and then a dessert tray. So people can also go on our website and find out how to volunteer. There's a volunteer application. We do have a huge number of volunteers, and we use them. I mean, if you think about serving 21,000 meals in a year with two part-time staff. Obviously, we have an incredible staff, but also lots of volunteer opportunities. I will also just give you a plug. If you see mac and cheese on that menu, you should come in because we use Cricket Creek cheese. We're lucky enough to have a share donated from Cricket Creek, and our mac and cheese is gourmet.
All right. It's the best in the land. I thank you for letting us know that. That's a good tip. But thank you both so much. I can't thank you enough for being a part of this, for being a partner with us, for getting the word out. We're very proud that we've been able to help let people know about this. Certainly the people in your region do, but to broaden it out to our 7-state listening area is incredible. 1,000 meals as a result of the generosity of our listeners. Dick Alkenbright from Mountain One Community Dividend Program, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on our airwaves once again. And Kim McMahon, Executive Director of the Berkshire Food Project, again, thank you so much. And we really have enjoyed this time and enjoyed this partnership, and we look forward to working with you again very soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, and thanks to WAMC.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information by going to berkshirefoodproject.org. You can also find out more about Mountain One by going to mountainone.com/community.